All of these steps can happen quickly. As a staff, you are always thinking about what you can do to proactively address a situation before it moves into a crisis. You know and can implement the person's positive support strategies. You are aware that a situation with mounting frustration and aggression may involve a crisis. Remember, before you do a restraint, you need to take steps to proactively de-escalate the crisis. What are some de-escalating techniques you use?